you're afraid, you don't know how it's going to work out, it doesn't feel good, perfectly fine. But I've come to understand, I've come to realize that the beauty of life isn't in pursuing happiness, it's in pursuing experiences.
400 trillion to one. That's how rare it is to be a human being. And what are you waiting for? Like, you've been given this ridiculous triple miracle. Like, you're literally more likely to win the lotto 10 times in your life than actually have a life.
We're the lucky ones. We're the ones who get to die. Most people who could ever exist will never even be born.
Practice don't make perfect. Practice make permanent.
And you won't die. And if you do die, you won't care because you'll be dead. And so, best case, you win. Worst case, it won't matter.
It's time to stay focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their notifications because they can't stick with shit. They can't say no.
Find something difficult to do. You need that. You're not built for comfort or pleasure. Like, if that comes along, good. You know, if you have a day where you're comfortable and there's some things around you that give pleasure, have some sense and enjoy it. But don't be thinking that's what your life is aimed at. There's a lot of potential you locked in your genetic code. And then if you put yourself in a new situation, then the stress, that's the situational stress that's produced by that particular situation, unlocks those genes and then builds new parts of you. And so that's very cool, because who knows how much there is locked inside of you.
Honestly, just lock in, man. I think the biggest thing nowadays, everybody has social media and stuff, and like, sometimes you just gotta put the phone down, sometimes you gotta figure out who you are. And I see people all the time, they're like, how do you figure out what you wanna do? And like, I got big dreams to be rich and famous or just rich, but I just don't know what to do. I got so many things I wanna do. A lot of people don't like remove themselves from the crowd, or like you never put down the weed, or you never put down the alcohol, or you gotta really remove yourself from all this stuff, and like maybe put down your phone for once, just think and like just sit back. And sometimes it might make you cry. You might be to go into some deep depression, but it'll trigger that thing in your brain to think and to figure out what you really want to do.
Jimmy Carr broke my brain with this one. Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it. People see the trophies, but not the training ground.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
I don't expect you to believe in my dream like I believe in my dream. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
You've made no progress. None. You never moved. You might even be further from your goal than you were. Why? Why did you let that happen? It's because you lost sight of that long-term goal. And at some point, after you lose sight of that goal and years have gone by, you think to yourself, maybe I can't. Maybe I can't do it. And so you give up. You let it fade. And you settle. You settle for mediocrity. You settle for average. You settle for, oh well. But no, no, don't do that. That goal isn't going to achieve itself. It's all on you.
You were born to do something great with your life. And when you were a little boy or a little girl, there was probably one person who made you feel that way. And you ought to give yourself the gift right now of, who is that person? When you're a little girl or a little boy, they made you feel special. And there's probably only one, maybe two. Maybe it was your parents or your grandmother or grandfather, a coach. There's someone that was in your life and that you felt something about you because of the way they looked at you or spoke to you. And the amazing thing about that is they were right.
What's stopping you? Are you too tired? Didn't get enough sleep? Don't have enough energy? Don't have enough time? Is that what's stopping you right now? Don't have enough money? Is that the thing? Or is the thing that's stopping you, you?
Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity potty. Telling everybody your sad and sob stories, trying to get people to show up to your pity parties and your pity parades. If you ever see me in a Rolls Royce, a private plane, a 6 or 7 star hotel, living my life to the fullest, don't hate on me. Don't get jealous of me, because I work my ass off to get it. Everything about my life and career, I've earned it. Ain't nobody gave me shit. Nobody handed me nothing. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. It's game on. It's go season. It's time for you to take advantage of your America. Take advantage of the access and the resources that you have in your country and your community. You got a problem with your life. You got a problem with your environment. Do something about it. If you want it, go get it.
If you place your dreams in front of the crowd, you risk ridicule. If you go forward in the face of overwhelming odds, you risk failure. But risk must be taken, for the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing has nothing, does nothing, is nothing. Well, in the world of ego, is nothing. That person may avoid suffering, pain, and embarrassment, but that individual will not learn, love, change, feel, or grow. Only the person who takes risks is truly free.
I want you to know something, that the bigger your dream is, I want you to understand the harder the grind. There, listen to me. What I am telling you is that if you're willing to go beast mode, you can have whatever you want. I'm a living example. You can start from nothing. Some of you in this room, you might be an ant. You might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources, but there's no excuse. You said, E.T., I'm not that lion. You might be the ant, and the ant has very little, but he's determined. He's strong. He has a dream and a goal, and he'll do whatever it takes. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up. The longer you're going to have to stay up, the bigger your dream is, the more effort you're going to have to put in.
I heard this one beautiful advice and a meet and greet not too long ago. This therapist was like, I'm a therapist and I'd like to give you a little word if I can. And she said, the way people treat you is a reflection of the way that they see you. The way you let people treat you is a reflection of how you see yourself.
I don't want to hear no shit about resting. I can't rest right now. I don't hear no shit about what I'm doing to myself. I know what I'm doing to myself. I'm sorry, it may be inhumane, you may be unbalanced, it may not look right to you. I don't give a f***. And I need people to say, when I don't want to give at 3 a.m, you need to get this s*** done.
And I think from all of my experiences, all of my travels, the one thing I've learned is that the never give up spirit is everything. So whether you're surviving corona, or a jungle, or a mountain, or a desert, know the power of resilience, that never give up spirit. And you know, the storms of life always come, but they also always pass. And tough times make tough people. So whoever you are, whether you're a nurse or a health worker or a single mum at home, or maybe just a teenager trying to get on with your brothers or sisters, Remember, keep going.
That's why I need you to understand something. You can have it if you want it. But the bigger the dream, the bigger the dream, the bigger the dream, guys, the bigger the dream, the bigger the dream, the harder the grind.
Don't give up. Don't say the world is just against me. That's not true. So a person can accomplish anything that they want.
So my brother was the one who said I should be an actor. I said, what should I do with my life? He said, you should be an actor. You're as funny as Rodney Dangerfield and Eddie Murphy. And I never thought that, but he just made me feel like I was. He's the one who brought me to Boston when I was 17 years old. I was a senior in high school, and he brought me to do a stand-up comedy at Stitches Comedy Club. He set it all up. He says, you're going to get on stage for, you have 5 minutes to do jokes. What are you going to say? I said, I'm not sure. I'll just wing it. I didn't even know you were supposed to prepare. So I went up there. I was terrible. I don't even know what I said. I was like in a fog, those weird fogs you get when you're a stand-up sometimes where you lose your mind. I just kind of was babbling. I remember one guy screaming out, he still has a retainer. For some reason on the way home, my brother made me feel like I had the best set of any comedian that night. And he was like, you just gotta prepare next time, but they loved you. And in my head, I was like, they did?
Here's the thing. Life is going to knock you down, you know, especially if the goal or the mountain or the project is big enough.
But when life gets tough, the wild has reminded me over and over of the power of resilience.
We've learned so much through failure and through experience.
Because life is all about how we recover from setbacks, how we work together under tough conditions. For me, that's the heart of what I speak about how to find courage in the big moments.
Life is full of dream stealers, people who tell you you can't or you're crazy to follow your dream. Don't listen to them. You've got to be naive enough to start and stubborn enough to finish.
You were right all along, Phil. Dreams are for rookies.
No, kid. Giving up is for rookies. I came back because I'm not quitting on you. I'm willing to go the distance. How about you?
And most people struggle their whole life to find out who they are. Struggle their whole life to find out what defines them, what they actually enjoy and what they don't.
So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David?
I struggled my whole life, but I ran from it. So I started realizing, man, I got to start facing the struggle, and I got to be mentally strong for the struggle. So that's why I started coming up with, like, I'm training for life. And I found out on my own pretty much, is that through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, and that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental armor for your mind. You start to armor your mind, because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day, so then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough. When you're sick and tired of looking and feeling like shit, you'll show up, motherfucker. I'll see you there. Because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, fuck that. You're going to want to be in the gym. And if you're going to make this a lifestyle, you have to lower the barriers, make the gym cheaper, closer, training partners, exercises you like. And you have to raise the impetus, goals, inspiration, and a fucking goddamn real desire to be there.
A person who thinks all the time has nothing to think about except thoughts.
Who are you scared to fail in front of? The reason so many of you are not doing what you want to do is you're scared to fail in something. You're scared that your brother will judge you, your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, and most scary, your mom or your dad. You need to eliminate that and or own that fear and put yourself in a position to succeed. Because with all of this, we are now in the greatest era. For the first time ever, with no money, with no goddamn connections, this can put you on the map. If you are good enough, to be up here, to make bling bling, if you are good enough, nobody's stopping you. Not fucking dumb.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others.
You can't be weak.
Yeah.
Jordan Peterson has a really interesting way of looking at this, and he said it to me once, and it made a lot of sense. He said, people think that you should be weak, and you should be docile, and then you should be a pacifist. He goes, no, you should be a monster. He said, you should be a monster, you should be ruthlessly ambitious, and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Your failure, and then your getting back up. The man who never failed, the man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
Yeah, people don't know how to manage their emotions. I think the more, at least for me, the more I've tried to create space between how I feel and what I do, the more consistent my outcomes have been.
For you all to remember, for me to remember, every day that we are here is a gift. Every day that we have our health is a gift.
You know, one day I'm going to be somebody. And you'll know when I...
Please look at my face. You're somebody now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's the game. I was somebody long before people knew who I was, and I believed that. You're somebody now, Atisha.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is the best lesson you learned from your parents?
Oh, wow, that's a really interesting question. I think there were, I don't know why the question has moved me so much, but it has. My parents were of the generation that went through a lot of things. They went through the Depression. My mother lost her father in the First War, but they were very stoic people. And I'd had a year at university. It came to exam time, and I realized I'd done almost no work. It got me very anxious. Anyway, I got home, and Mum said, "How are you, darling?" And I said, "Oh, Mum, I think I'm having a breakdown, and I've got exams in a couple of weeks, and I don't know how I'm going to go." And she just looked at me, and she said, "Well, you're just going to have to pull yourself together, aren't you?"
I'm limited by the technology of my time. But one day you'll figure this out. And when you do, you will change the world. What is and always will be my greatest creation is you.
To succeed at anything requires time and effort and boredom and tedium. So let's just say a simple example, you're learning to play the piano. If you think it's gotta be passion, forget it, you're never gonna get far. The thrill comes after a year of playing the piano and you get better at it, better and better, and now it starts coming fun.
A wise man once told me there's only one rule in this world. A small question that drives all success. The more a man invests in that question, the more powerful that man will become. Can you guess what that question is, Mr. Green? What's in it for me?
You're going to suck for a long time at something before you become a master at it. And most people don't have the ability, don't have any experience mastering anything in life early on. And so they have to learn how to work. And so I think learning to work is the most useful thing that you can do. I mean, I think for me, I love finding input-output equations that equal like success of some kind.
We can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or
We can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. The margin for error is so small, I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that itch.
Yeah.
And I know if I'm gonna have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Now, what are you gonna do?
The key concepts in life, and even if you're not where you want to be in life and you're grinding and you're on that hustle.
And there's a lot of people like
that. I get it. Keep grinding, but also appreciate it. Appreciate that hustle. Appreciate this thing. Appreciate this beautiful, chaotic, unknown existence you're in.
The thing we call life.
Yeah, that you don't know what the fuck is going to happen. It's open-ended. It's wide. It's a complete open loop experience. You don't know what the fuck is coming next, and you're just trying to enjoy the ride.
Most people respect excellence, and excellence only comes from depth. It comes from exposing yourself to the same thing for many, 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 many periods of time so that you can pick up those little nuances.
It hurts. Keep going. So you was placed on this earth for a reason. You weren't meant to be average. You were meant to excel. You gotta understand that this grind is meant to make you who you're supposed to be, a dog. A little grind ain't never hurt nobody. Stop being soft. Let's embrace it. If you go through that fire, you're going to come out real cold. That's what we want.
So I wanted to project myself forward to age 80 and say, okay, now I'm looking back on my life. I want to have minimized the number of regrets I have. And, you know, I knew that when I was 80, I was not going to regret having tried this. I was not going to regret having wanted, you know, trying to participate in this thing called the internet that I thought was going to be a really big deal. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not ever having tried. And I knew that that would haunt me every day. When I thought about it that way, it was an incredibly easy decision.
You get older, you think about things. My estimate historically, 80% of the time it ends up in the can, like Johnny Sack. No risk, no reward.
Did I take enough risk? Did I put myself out
you
there enough?
You definitely didn't.
What's that?
You definitely did not. And here's how I know it. At least, again, one man's point of view. I'm not sure anybody is taking enough risk from 20 to 30. It is the most interesting thing that I've been thinking about, which is it is never more practical to be disproportionately risky than from 22 to 30, yet everybody goes the other way because now they're the real world and it's time to prove something to their parents, to themselves, to everybody else, and everybody goes conservative.
And that's when I realized that there's two ways to see the world. Some people see the thing that they want, and some people see the thing that prevents them from getting the thing that they want.
This next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. You got a dream, but you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
This is why I'm a big believer in this, is that when you are starting out, I think you got to find the thing that's the pain. And like, pain motivates significantly faster and stronger than pleasure does. Like, people are like, no, passion's the right way. It's like, point a gun at a family member, all of a sudden, 10 out of 10 motivation, pain. And so like, I think people should use their pain more.
It wouldn't kill you to try. You know, spending a long time getting a life you would actually want is about a million times better than getting a quick turnaround time on a life that you'll forever be disappointed with. You know, playing it safe seems just fine until you get to the last moments of your life and realize all the potential that you threw away can never get back. And I will never know from experience what that feels like, but the thought of that realization is haunting.
What matters is, at some point, you have to identify what you want to do, and you've got to become the best in the world at that, period. Not really good, you've got to be the best in the world. So your thing in life, at something, you've got to become the best in the world at it. And if you're not prepared to go in with that mentality, you're never going to get anywhere.
I'm speaking to all of you out there that want to do something unbelievable.
So many of us come from these small places in our mind that we're not willing to think outside only what we've seen. Our mind works in such a small compartment. And one thing I was able to do was to dream. And until you're able to really put yourself into that dream, but don't make dreams your master, that's where you truly become what you're destined to become.
So you're always trying to come up with reasons that you don't have to do it today. But if you build, you're building the muscle either way. You're either building the muscle that says, I do what I say, I keep the commitments that I make, or you're building the muscle that says, I make excuses, I don't do what I say, I can't be counted on, right? And so when we think about discipline, it's really about like, what promises are you going to keep? And the tricky thing is you're keeping promises to yourself that nobody even knows that you made, right? It's not like, hey, you made this commitment. If I don't write this book by this time, I have to do this embarrassing thing, or, you know, then I'll retire. You know, you're not really putting your ass on the line in that sense, but you've said to yourself you're going to do this thing, and building that muscle is really important.
You have to take chances in life. If you don't take chances in life, you'll never have the life God has for you. Life is about risk. If you play it safe in life, you ain't gonna have much of a life. If you play it safe, you won't have much of a life. Life is risk. It take courage to pursue your dreams. I just did it. It cost me everything, but eventually, God is very good, man, when he sees you take a leap of faith. He supplies you everything you need. Now, it's gonna cost you something, but most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream, because you're gonna have to hurt a little bit.
So at those times where you're questioning if you have anything left, know a day from then, a week from then, a month from then, a year from then, you will never remember the discomfort of the pain. You will always remember the pride of the accomplishment. That lives on. That's why pain is temporary. Pride is forever, guys. You give it your all, you get it all. Tenfold.
What do you think all success starts with?
Well, the fast answer is mindset. Going back to the only belief that matters, you said it. It's the way you act is ultimately all that matters. And the way you act follows what you allow yourself to believe. Maybe a better way to say it is what you choose to believe. Mm-hmm. So if you choose to believe that your energy and efforts will result in more skill set, then you will actually put energy and effort into getting that, which means you actually will get the skill set. But if you think, well, my talent and intelligence are fixed, so no matter how much I work, I'm never going to get better, right? I can't be a fast pig. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think that putting time and energy into it will yield anything, then you won't put time and energy into it, and you thusly won't get the skills. So, and if you don't have the skills, then you can't do the things other people can do, and so people just get stuck because they don't have the only belief that matters. So they don't put the time and energy. And so that's like where everything starts is, are you putting the time and energy into getting better, yes or no?
Everyone thinks you're crazy until it works. And so, I mean, if you think of the outcome as the trump card, then all of the pain and suffering that you lead up to that point, if you're just, I'm trying to think of an appropriate saying, I was going to say balls deep certain, that no matter what, you will die or you will get there, then the likelihood that all of the things that you've done up to that point will then be justified in retrospect is super high. And I actually see that as super compelling. as a thing to latch onto in harder times.
Seconds ago, pain, as it's almost like excruciating. Seconds later, it like flows out of you, like you just pull the plug on your sink and all the water and all the pressure just goes. It is a greater feeling than what the pain was. I mean, the pain you felt doing that, man, is overridden with pride. And when you feel, when you pull that plug and all the water goes out and all the pain leaves, because what's left there after all the water leaves is more capable of you. More capable. So don't let the pain rob you of your potential, guys. Don't let what you can't do in the moment interfere with what you know you can do. I mean, don't let the pain can rob you of your belief of what you can be. Because your body hears everything your mind says. And anytime you have any kind of discourse, or you can be subject to the discomforts of the situation, your body remembers that, and your body's just the messenger. I book with purity right here. It just delivers whatever this says. If you start thinking you can't do it, and that pain's like, oh, it feels, I can't do the pain. You think that body's going to tell your pain, the boss of the world, hey, man, we can do it. Bullshit. It's like a little bit your body is. It's just like, okay, we're done, then. Your body hears everything your mind says. Don't even give it a chance to think that kind of shit.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
The reason I'm gonna get what I want out of life is because, unlike most, I'm willing to have nothing in the moment. Of course, it feels worlds better to have something right now, but unfortunately, what most people really want is not what's available right now. Those people with the best relationships, the best health, the best careers, it's because they were completely unwilling to settle for anything less than that. And you might think I'm overly optimistic because most people don't get those great outcomes, but I'm not most people, and you don't have to be either.
Most of us, we live in a box, and we don't want to go outside that box at all, ever. Outside that box is all these possibilities of life. What we do is we shackle our mind. We are a prisoner in our own mind that this is all I can do. This is all I'm good at. What people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives.
Yeah.
By facing life, by facing yourself.
What if it's a mistake? It's a mistake. Rest assured. What do you know? You're going to stumble around, right? And what's going to happen is this. You're going to move. You're going to not stay in stasis. You're not going to wander around in circles. And I see people like that. They said, well, I never knew what to do, and now I'm 40. It's like, that's not so good. That's not so good. And you might say, well, and there is a literature, too, that suggests that people are a lot more unhappy when they look back on their lives about the things they didn't do than they are about the mistakes they made while they were doing things.
We are training kids and people to be soft in a world that continuously gets harder. And it doesn't correlate. Like that guy talking about the tear gas with the SEALs. Is that necessary? I don't know. But what is necessary is you have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life. And we don't do that. I'm not trying to send a message of run 200 miles, be the best motherfucker in the world, but be tough. You better have a part about you that's tough, a part about you that can break down situations and get better.
We actually have to re-embrace risk on a personal level and on a societal level. We have to take the risk of freely exchanging ideas because that's where innovation happens. We have to take the risk of being able to invest and reap the benefits of that risk. In a personal relationship, getting married is a risk. It is foregoing a current benefit for a future gain. Every decision you make is a risk. The biggest risk of all, of course, is the decision to be free and to take responsibility for your own choices. That's a major risk. But if you take that risk, you become a better and a stronger human being, a more contributing human being, a more valuable human being. You feel better about yourself. When we discard risk, we discard meaning. When we are coddled, we discard our own ability to be a fully adult human being. And here's the dirty little secret. No matter how much we try to discard the risk, you can't actually discard risk. It's inevitable, because reality entails risk. We can choose to live free rather than coddled. It'll make us better people, more open people, more understanding people. And when we do that, I think that not only will we be saving the country and saving the civilization, we'll be saving ourselves.
But no matter what challenges or setbacks or disappointments you may encounter along the way, you will find true success and happiness if you have only one goal. There really is only one, and that is this: to fulfill the highest, most truthful expression of yourself. Theologian Howard Thurman said it best. He said, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive, and then go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive."
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. Real problem. I can understand you misunderstand me running down the street, shirt off. I get it. If you misunderstand what I'm saying right now today, the problem is you, and you don't want to fix it.
Take charge of your life. Take charge of your time. Take charge of your resources. Take charge of your health. You're the one that's responsible for it. It's not a requirement of society that you not have a heart attack and take care of your family. That's not a requirement of society, but you must make it a requirement of yourself. Society doesn't require that you build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. That's not a requirement of society. It's a requirement you impose on yourself.
Do things worth doing. And I think a lot of it is coming down to making sure that you take the few precious seconds that we have to do the few things that are worth doing for the rest of your life. They see it as a pure disadvantage. And so you can flip the fact that you have nothing going for you with you have nothing to lose. And that means that you can take lots of risks very quickly and end up in the exact same position you are, which is nothing. And so if you eliminate downside, it should decrease your action threshold, meaning you should be able to do more things faster rather than do fewer things because you don't have a great life or things going for you. And so I think if people flip that, a lot more people would take action because they actually realize the advantage of their position.
That most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true. And I've been that guy. You're just in this world where you just can't wait to just run away. But the only way I could be this person now is if I took that chance when I was 21, when I was dead broke and had my cars repossessed and all that stuff. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, "You've changed," remember it's because they don't know how to say, "You've grown."
Everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player. Everything.
You know, we have a million and one excuses that we could go to. Fact of the matter is, we're not going to make it. They played better than we did in this series. We had opportunities to win it. Then go for us. So just have to regroup. Like I said, next season starts right now. And come back next season and play.
How much harder will you work in this offseason now to get back to the championship?
I'll push myself to exhaustion.
And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
And it's a true quote to life. I saw it going through training. I saw it everywhere I went. There's so many people who just show up to life that shouldn't even be around. And there's few people who do all the work. I wanted to be part of that nine, and I'm working towards being that one.
Your pride and your ego has been killing
your career growth. Your shit could be on another level. You know better, but you're deciding to not do better. You are a lazy, unprofessional, mean attitude having. And yet, when things are not happening good for you, when things are not coming your way, when things are not happening as fast as you want them to happen, you blame everybody else and what they're doing and saying, and you completely disown everything that you're doing to contribute to your career not going to another level. You know better, but you don't want to do better.
My personal goal is to squeeze every ounce of potential out of whatever I have. And I think that if you feel like you have potential left over, then it will eat you alive until you do something about it.
Winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to
play hard.
I'm astounded by how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Exceptional people get exceptional results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and expect to not get what everyone else has got. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
You're being a to yourself, man. You're not getting out there and squeezing that soul out every day.
Yeah.
If you grind hard, man, I got time to worry about your monkey ass. I ain't got time to worry about you, man. Because tomorrow, I got to go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again and again and again and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind. People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffering. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
You're not running the day. The day's running you. You always be the servant, not the master, guys. If you find a fear, the quickest, the easiest way you can beat it is initially, right when it comes in. If you allow it to sit, it will grow roots and start breaking you down, destroying the potential of the person you can be. Again, the champions, guys. It's not their potential, it's not their genetics. It's their perseverance to always show up, always willing to fail, because in failure, that's part of success. Success is not, you know, a marathon of life of just ups. Success is formulated through failures.
Fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing, and then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
Everybody's asleep, man, or getting home after a long night. You know, going out there partying, it's Friday night. It's close to 3 a.m. right now. You know, the thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate, and a time to join friends, and or a day to, I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
I would like to know when you're in that moment failing, and you have to keep going, what do you say to yourself?
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I started to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if I can be that guy that people who call this and that, and now I'm speaking at Tom Ferry's event.
Through facing your fears, through falling down and getting back up, that's what creates the champion. Success does not define us, we define the success.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
What you know is very limited, and what you don't know is limitless.
You know, so man, go in there and listen. Go in there and try to learn. Go in there and try to open your ears up and say, what can I take from this and apply to my life so that I can be a little bit better every day for myself and my family and the people that I'm closest with.
You guys must be the now of what you want to be later. It starts right now. And if you're not doing the now, don't ever expect the later to be the person you want to look in the mirror. Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life ain't gonna be anything different. Belief, when you turn around, you're gonna see something or put a smile on your face. It's gonna make you turn around the next day for action. Turn belief into productivity. Otherwise, why are you in here, man? You're in here to grow what? Genius for. Think, guys. Think of where you want to be before you start where it is now. It's too hard, man. The journey's too hard. You guys, start trying to follow someone else's path to success. You guys are dazed and confused. You must travel your individual path to success. Someone else's path's already been done. It's time for you to incorporate what you believe in. Make your own fucking path.
Almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting, that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most.
But if you want to see if you're a brave person, what they call the 4 o'clock in the morning courage, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me. But the quality is to develop the quality of being unstoppable.
I had to figure out I wasn't going to be a punk kid all my life. So the only way I could turn around was to suffer. I had to build calluses in my brain the same way I built calluses on my hands. So I broke the Guinness Book of World's Record for pull-ups a long time ago, but I failed at it twice. And I did 67,000 pull-ups in trying to break this record. So to do 4,030 pull-ups, I had to do 67,000 for training for that. And so what I realized is for me to become the man I wanted to become, I saw myself as the weakest person God ever created. So I wanted to change that to be the hardest man ever created. Am I that? I don't know, but you had to have a goal. And my goal when I was sitting there, not going to school, being bullied, having no self-esteem, my goal was the only person that's gonna turn this person around is me.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
The fish just don't jump in the boat. No, meaning you better go out there and do it yourself. You know, don't wait around, wait for someone to hand deliver something. Go make it happen.
My personal goal is to squeeze every ounce of potential out of whatever I have. And I think that if you feel like you have potential left over, then it will eat you alive until you do something about it. Almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting, that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most. And instead of lasting 5 minutes, it just usually lasts 5 or 10 years.
Stop running around here trying to live up to the hype, homie.
It's easy to give up.
Hell yeah.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. Oh, yeah. I ain't going to keep going.
I don't feel like going to work.
I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of the that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere. It's time to stay focused, man.
Don't settle. Make sure that whatever life that you want, you strive for that. You make sure you go for that. Don't let anyone tell you it's not possible. Don't let anyone tell you that it's not practical. You make sure that you go for it. You hungry? You want it? Then get it. Get that. I went to a homeless shelter to get what I have now. I went to a homeless shelter. I struggled. I went hungry 3 nights in a row every week to get what I have. Don't let no one stop you. No one tell you what the to do. You make sure you get it. Don't let no one stop you, all right? You're driven. You have the energy that you need, the drive you need to get it, you pull that from yourself. Because when you pull it from yourself, no one can influence it. Just you.
We're running from the truth, man. So the only way I became successful was going towards the truth. As painful and as brutal as it is, it changed me. It allowed me to become, in my own right, who I am today.
Courage. Courage is the key to life itself. There are a lot of people who are born in situations where they say, I'll never get out of this. So they won't. I say to people who say, I would like to have done so and so and so. So you could have done it. So, but I couldn't get out of here. Man, the bus runs every day.
You have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you just f***ing damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the f*** it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out.
Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit. And nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you. That's a wonderful decision. Because then no matter what life throws at you, you pick yourself up. And you say, okay, give it your best shot, as Fonzie says.
Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
I'm astounded by how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Exceptional people get exceptional results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and expect to not get what everyone else has got. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Well, I believe that you have to build belief. Belief is like, there's an after-school special belief where the mom says, believe in yourself, and that's all great, but there's also a built belief. And the built belief is one where you are constantly, like for me, I came from a bad place. How I build belief is through the daunting tasks I put myself through. So that's proof positive that I can. So it correlates. And that's how this piece of shit I once thought I was built belief by saying, I was in 3 hell weeks. I went to ranger school.
I tried out for Delta Selection.
Undeniable stack of proof.
That is proof. So whenever you think you can't, the confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm gonna knock that out. You gotta look over here and say, I can knock that out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself.
That if you're not a little bit afraid, at least 3 or 4 nights a week, you're not trying hard enough. If you're not falling on your face over and over again, if you're not trembling when you go to sleep with your heart pounding, what is happening is you're not trying hard enough. You're living too far.
Like a big shadow.
I think most people have the potential to be exceptional because most people are peculiar in their own way. They just stifle that because they want to be accepted by most people, but in so doing, never accomplish what they want to do because they conform. And so there's probably a lot of things about the world or even your world around you that you're like, this never made sense to me, but then you do it anyways. And I think that a lot of innovation and a lot of what makes people exceptional is feeling, you know, thinking that thought or seeing that thing and then being like, huh, I don't think I'm going to follow that rule anymore.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
And we don't feel the need to get something done. We can become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done. You have to give yourself deadlines. You have to remind yourself that tomorrow everything could go kaput. COVID could come back. You could be fired. You could die. You could have an illness. Give yourselves a sense of urgency that I need to get things done quickly.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
And my personal question to you is, why not you?
Eventually, you are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that it's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. Believe in your heart of hearts that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump.
You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
Why not you be the one to make it, to start that business, to do the impossible, to do what people don't even think that anybody could do? Why can't it be you?
How do you predict these?
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So
intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
You need to just keep living. Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are, Wade. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we died a little, can we?
There's no worldly possessions that should come between you and your expression. Human beings, we're a blip in existence. Death is promised.
There's a quote that I've fallen in love with. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. Dude, the magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
The more I listen to this, the better my life gets. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
It's the what if I can pull off a miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if I can be that guy that people who call and this and that. And now I'm speaking at Tom Ferry's event.
Why not you? Why not you? With good self-esteem. Why not you starting to change and setting goals? Why not you starting to make progress toward financial independence? If I can do it, you can do it.
If there is something that you feel is good, something you want to do, something that means something to you, try to do it. Because I think you can only do your best work if you're doing what you want to do, and if you're doing it the way you think it should be done, and if you can take pride in it after you've done it, no matter what it is.
In life, folks, you cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight, I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and then next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You gotta change something.
I truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of any
anything else. If you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. And
don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams.
The real pain in life is getting to the end of it and realizing that you left something on the table, I think. That I had unfulfilled potential. Mm-hmm. I could have done more, and I didn't.
Right.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
Why? We all ask why we should work this hard. Why take that many classes? Why go to school that many years? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why put yourself through the push-ups and the disciplines? Why? Good question, why? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not? Why not see how many books you can read, how many classes you can take, how many skills you can develop? Why not see how valuable you can become to the marketplace and to your friends and to your family? Why not see what you can make of yourself? Why not see how far you can go, how much you can see, how much you can earn, how much you can share? Why not? That's the heritage all of us have, in America especially, is to see what we can make out of our lives now that we've been given this extraordinary opportunity. Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are going to be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are going to be like the last five, unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want. But it's nice to know any day you wish you can change your whole life.
Stop complaining about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. The only way to become more successful than most people is to be willing to do something most people aren't willing to do.
So I want to ask you a question. What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Because we all have fears, don't we? We all have something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. And as we begin to look at life, what we realize is that the reason that most people are not living out their true potential and not doing all of the things that they would really like to do is because of fear.
The big question is, what am I becoming here? Because true happiness is not contained in what you get. Happiness is contained in what you become. Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
Now don't you ever tell me it's something that you can't do.
The heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make, and you're not making them.
Mm-hmm.